There has been progress on the multi-million pound transformation of Norwich Castle, as museum bosses reveal details of the challenges which have delayed the project. The unexpected discovery of hidden Norman and Victorian features, plus the need to replace a leaking roof, have set back the schedule for the full reopening of the 900-year-old building. Work on the £20 million redevelopment of the museum and its Norman keep, called Royal Palace Reborn, started in the summer of 2020. The project had been affected by the COVID pandemic and difficulties obtaining steel because of the war in Ukraine. There had been hopes visitors would be back in the keep, revamped to represent how it looked during the Norman heyday, this summer. But what museum chiefs described as unexpected discoveries have pushed back the timetable. Because the building is a Grade 1 listed building and a scheduled ancient monument, special permission has to be obtained before work affecting the original fabric of the building can take place. And Dr. Robert Hanley, Assistant Head of Museums at Norfolk Museum Service, has revealed more details about the challenges architects and contractors Morgan Sindall have had to overcome. In the 1880s, architect Edward Boardman, who also designed Howe Hill House, the refurbishment of the old Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the former Royal Hotel in Agricultural Hall Plain, and the former Cayley's Chocolate Factory, was brought in to convert the building, which had been used as a prison, into a museum. During work to put in new rooms and doorways, Dr. Hanley said construction teams had come across examples of where Boardman had camouflaged earlier features. That included the discovery of a Victorian prison grill, which Boardman had bricked up with a Victorian period door arch. In the keep, builders also found what appears to be a Norman blind arcade, a decorative feature, close to where a doorway is due to be created to enable disabled access. Dr. Hanley said, "We have come across a number of instances where the Victorian architect came across a problem and simply camouflaged it. That has meant we've had to rethink how we're going to do things while recording and preserving those features. In the case of the blind arcade feature, a test sample of the wall had been taken, which had not revealed the Norman structure. Only when the brick facing was removed did it come to light. Further delay was caused by a section of the old roof over the Percival wing, which includes a new ticket office, shop, cafe and learning space, was found to have a small leak. The original plan had been to keep the existing roof, but it was decided to replace it rather than risk damage to the revamped area below. The museum has remained open and welcomed 120,000 visitors last year. But bosses are looking forward to the opening of the Percival Wing, which includes a new entrance to the castle and a glass roof, providing previously concealed views of the keep. That wing is due to open this summer, but while construction work in the keep should come to an end this summer, no date has been put on when that will be reopened. The revamp includes restoring the original floor levels in the keep, with the recreated Great Hall and Royal Apartments of the Norman Kings. Two new lifts and a bridge will make the battlements fully accessible to all visitors, while a new medieval gallery will feature world-class objects loaned from the British Museum. Dr. Hanley said, "It's going to be a fantastic experience for visitors, for those who visit in the daytime, and those who attend events here in the evenings. I know a lot of people are desperate to get back in and see what we have done, and we are desperate to get them in."